Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yo, yo! Whoa, whoa, whoa! 2 o'clock straight up. It's the Carton Show. Big Mac, Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton. All the way to 7 o'clock. Great to have you here. Those of you that stayed home from work, you're being docked today's pay. Oh, midday show. But all good for everybody else. Number to join, as always, 888-808-1019. And I'm just going to come out of the gate, tell you the truth, Big Mac. First off, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Lovely to see you here
good
today
to see you
in
too.
Person.
Yes, we're adults. You're an adult. You get in the car, you drive to work. We'll get into that later on in the show, I'm sure we will. No doubt about that. I want to come very clean with the audience today. I am jealous. I am envious, but not for the things that you think I might be.
No.
I have no connection to Sam Darnold whatsoever. Wow. Sam Darnold's not been a Jet for a long time. If anyone should be upset that Sam Darnold's in the Super Bowl, it should be the Minnesota Vikings. He was all yours, won 14 games, and you screwed the booch on that one, right? But here's what I'm jealous about. The New England Patriots have done something I have always wanted to do, and that is the easiest possible route to a championship. So I'm not mad at them because they're a hated rival. I'm not mad because, Sam Darnold's in the Super Bowl, and the Jets foobarred it. Truth be told, both Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh wanted to keep your boy around, and it was the owner that said, bring me the young blood of Zach Wilson. But I am jealous. I am envious because the New England Patriots are doing what I've always wanted for my favorite teams. Make no apologies whatsoever for having the easiest possible route to a championship. And that fact does annoy the hell out of me because that's been the dream. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people dream about one day I want to wake up and I'll be the center fielder for the New York Mets. Not me. My dream from the time I was 5 years old was the easiest possible route to a championship. And New England has now stolen that from me.
That's what it feels like, right? I mean, that's for everybody, too, to see the Patriots back in the Super Bowl. Who the hell needs it? And to know what they went through and to watch all of their games, every single one of their playoff games, it was almost the same formula. The other team was incompetent, offensively incompetent. And I think way too much, and I know Evan made a big deal of it, and yes, right? The weather dramatically changed.
Yes, I'm talking about the weather.
I completely agree.
Let me tell you three facts in life. Can I give you three facts in life? Just real quick.
Three facts in life.
Three facts in life to live by.
Yeah.
And I'll never waver on these, okay? Fact number one.
Right.
Oh, fact number one. Wrong finger. Sorry about that.
You got to start with the pinky?
All right. Fact number one.
Okay.
Nobody cares about your March Madness bracket. Okay.
Right.
Fact number two. Nobody cares about your fantasy football roster. Fact number three. What's fact number three, Big Mac?
No one cares about the weather, which I doubt very much because we're all enthralled with it, watching our TV screens every
Nobody
second.
Nobody cares about the weather. That's fact number three. You got to stop bitching and moaning about the weather.
Bitching and moaning.
You
I
have
understand
to. No,
the point.
Your fact number three is, to be honest with you, sorry.
Yeah.
Fact number three is...
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nobody cares how many feet of snow you got this weekend.
That's a good one, yeah.
So stop talking about it and stop asking about it. But the reality is that New England, and again, they make apologies to nobody whatsoever. New England had the, and I don't want to hear about the defenses they faced. If there was better coaching on the sideline, that game's still being played. Mm-hmm. Sean Payton screwed the pooch in that game.
Yep.
Sean McVay screwed the pooch in the other game.
100%.
We'll get to both in detail in a second. But yes, I'm upset because I'm a Jet fan. Am I upset because Sam Darnold was a Jet? I'm really not. I've forgotten about Sam Darnold, you know, years ago. The fact that Sam Darnold is now in the Super Bowl, he represents another generation of the worst Super Bowl quarterback to ever play in the Super Bowl. There's Trent Dilfer. There's Brad Johnson. There's Doug Williams. And now there's Sam Darnold.
No, that's completely unfair.
Sam Darnold's now, he joins that very special fraternity.
No, you're way off on that one. You're way off on that one. He's become a good, he won 14 games last year.
Okay.
He's answered every question. No. You can, no. Do not, no. No crapping on Sam today. No.
What?
No.
Sam, I congratulate him.
No, but you're crapping
on him. But Sam Darnold's one of the worst quarterbacks to ever be. By the way, you know the other one? Drake May.
I mean, that's more fair.
What are we having to pray
that's
for Drake May? Drake May's a terrible quarterback. Drake May threw for less than 90 yards yesterday.
Because his coach wanted it that way in the second half.
I should celebrate Drake May.
No.
The guy was terrible week one in the playoffs. Terrible last week with 19 fumbles. And he was average at best yesterday. The guy threw for 88 yards. Oh, Drake May. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, I mean, it's not about that. I mean, I'm just saying, you saw the way they tried to play that game in the second half. They recognized.
Yeah.
Now, that's where the weather does play a role. I would only say that both of those teams were awful in the first half when there was no snow. The two scores were set up by one long-distance throw the Mims, sets up the first touchdown. And then the, you know, and arguably to me, I think both teams kind of got screwed on the play. The forward, the backward
pass. Yeah, as a weird play. Referees did not do a good job.
I thought it was tipped out of his hand. So
okay.
To me, I have a tough time with backwards pass because he's trying to throw it forward. It gets tipped backwards. That's at least how I saw
it. Yeah, questionable.
But I think you could call it a fumble. If you do call it a backwards pass, how is it not a touchdown picked up by the defense and ran in?
Well, at that point, they're not allowed to advance it because the whistle blew. But I'm with you.
But I don't even know if it should. Anyway, my point is, like, those are the only two things that set up the score at any point. Like that, those two teams, Stidham was awful to start. You know, they were throwing it more. They were designing more runs and throws for him and stuff. But the second half changed how they played the game. But they were awful in the first half of the game. There is way too much being made about how the weather made that game, you know, unwatchable. It was unwatchable in the first half. It was two teams that were playing terrible the entire game.
I find it interesting when I turn on the radio or I turn on television and I hear people complaining about the one thing that makes sports great, the elements.
Yeah.
Like, we grew up on that. Now everybody just wants a dome. Domes suck. Domes are boring. So I'm not going to cry and moan because there was snow in the fourth quarter. Did it have an impact? Yeah, sure, it had an impact.
Right.
That's what weather does. Football is a sport meant to be played outside in the elements. And that's where we got. But your point, I know we're kind of jumping all over the place a little bit. Your point is right. Those were two of the worst offenses I've ever seen play a championship football game. Mm-hmm. And by the way, for all the great stuff people talk about, oh, Sean Payton's the best. Oh, Sean Payton's great. It's 7-0. Points are going to be hard to come by. Mm-hmm. Go up two scores, you moron. That's it. Period. Stop. Short. The reason the Denver Broncos are not in the Super Bowl is not because of Jared Stidham. It's because of Sean Payton. Sean Payton had a terrible game. Terrible game.
Well, I mean, that's a debatable play, and we see in the NFL now, everyone goes for it on fourth down. It's not – that's – kicking it there is almost unconventional with the way the game is played today.
Go up 10. But it's a two-score game.
I agree with you. I think they had all the momentum there. The last thing you want to do is blow it. Like and he gives the ball to his backup quarterback with 1 yard.
Right.
Like, I know they were really having trouble running the football, you know, the last couple weeks, let alone in the game. But, like, you have to trust your team to get 1 yard as opposed to giving it to your backup quarterback. But I agree with you. You had all the momentum. You know points are going to be tough to come by. Your defense was playing great up until that point. I think the Patriots had three possessions, all three punts. Take the opportunity and go up by 10. It made absolutely no sense to me to go front on fourth down. But, none.
Well, so we're in lockstep. The weather. Yeah. Stop bitching about the weather. You sound like an idiot when you come on the radio or TV.
I don't know if you sound like an idiot.
And you're like, oh, the weather. I hate the weather. I wish games were played indoors at 68 degrees. Shut up.
Can I ask you a question?
You can't ask me a question. Okay. I'll tell you why. Because at what point did we stop being men? At what point did we wake up and say, I want my football games played in 72-degree, you know, climate-controlled domes all over America? Nobody wants that. That's not football. That's baseball. That's basketball. That's hockey. We want football to be played by men in the elements. Mm-hmm. If that's rain, if that's snow, if that's sleet, if that's whatever the postman deals with, football players should deal with. Oh, I can't believe the game was marred by bad weather. Shut up. Grow the hell up. Football is a sport to be played by rough and tumble men outside, not inside. A dome. Nobody wants a freaking dome. Oh, we got robbed of a great fourth quarter. No, we didn't. The first quarter sucked just as much as the fourth quarter sucked. And I'll tell you something else. Both games, for two completely different reasons, were very entertaining. Edge of your seat stuff. Fourth quarter. One score games. That's what we sign up for. So if you want to be pissed about something, be pissed about the fact that the New England Patriots have made it to the Super Bowl with the easiest possible road there and with an average quarterback. I don't want to hear any of the smoke about, oh, Drake May's the second coming. I'll tell you the other thing that we learned with New England going to the Super Bowl this year, and you're going to agree with me, that's 100%, not 98%. It's going to be 100%. You ready? There's a little bloom, off the Bill Belichick rose today because the New England Patriots made it back to a Super Bowl with a first-year head coach, with an average quarterback. Tom Brady's got that Tampa Super Bowl, and all of a sudden, the greatest coach of all time, and I'm telling you, I guarantee it, it's burning him right now. Burning him right now. That egomaniac, it's burning him. You are going to see the surprise of all surprises. Bill Belichick is coming back to coach the Buffalo Bills because he is now getting dragged through the mud. Yeah. Look what Mike Vrabel did without Tom Brady. Look what you couldn't do with Mac Jones. Do not be surprised if the Patriots making it to the Super Bowl is the causal reason for the return of Bill Belichick to the NFL.
Yeah,
watch.
I mean, well, you're right, right? I mean, Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl. Kraft, like, that was the three, right? It was
right.
Kraft, it was Belichick, it was Tom Brady. Both have now got back to the Super Bowl outside of Belichick.
That's right.
There's got to be something there. I'm sure it is burning his ass a little bit. And I would love to see him in Buffalo, but it sounds like, thankfully, they've come to their senses and they told the quarterback,
Philip Rivers,
to take a step
back.
That's
not how it happened.
That's what happened.
No.
You know.
I can tell you what happened.
Philip Rivers doesn't pull out of things.
I can tell you what happened. Mm-hmm. No, it's the first time he's ever pulled out. We know that. Yeah, they're not Dutch. Yes. No, Philip Rivers said no to them.
I know.
Philip Rivers recognized, if I go there, it's a 5-year commitment. And here's a guy that claims he wants to watch his son play football, coach his son, right? So the Bills reached out to him. He said, yes, because that'd be exciting, be the head coach, sure. Josh Allen, right? And he was the number one candidate. He told the Bills, not yet.
No, I know.
I want to watch my son play football. Think about how bad the Bills' job is. If you have a chance to be a first-time head coach and coach Josh Allen, and you say no over an 18-year-old, think about that. Yeah. And I'm not saying the 18-year-old like Bill Belichick would have sex with. I'm talking about your own son. Your own flesh and blood,
yeah.
Which I kind of respect.
You think
actually.
They offered him the job?
Yes, it was his job to say no to.
Really?
100%. Yes. Once they started promoting the fact that Philip Rivers came in, a couple other guys said, I'm no longer interested. Mm-hmm. I'll interview elsewhere.
Yeah.
And it was Philip Rivers that went to his family and said, all right, if I do this, I got to be all in. And if I'm all in, we're not going to see each other. And I cannot coach your high school football team. Mm-hmm. Like, you saw the story about Mike McDonald, right? Or is it Mike McDonald? Yeah, head coach of Seattle. Where he has to schedule 30 minutes a week to spend with his own son?
Yeah, he leaves early on Thursday.
Is that not the worst father of all time in American history? Well, probably not.
No, probably not. I would say most of the coaches don't even bother to schedule the 30 minutes.
But like, he's like, I only get 30 minutes a week with my own son?
Well, yeah.
And he has to schedule it? Dude, you could go home for dinner once in a while.
They don't.
They don't?
They do not.
Crazy. Anyway.
They do not.
888-808-1019. I thought football was great this weekend. Yeah, I thought that was great.
The first game
I was
sucked.
Good with it. Huh?
The first game sucked.
Yeah, but if it's a one score game.
I don't care. That's not
that means every possession, you have a chance to win the game.
When that ball goes up in the air before the interception, there's a chance that's a big play and suddenly we're playing overtime. Yes.
Yeah.
But outside of that, that's not enough to make it a great game.
I thought it was a great game.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I liked both games because,
it was
again,
terrible.
The
weather hurt it, but it didn't kill it because the two teams are terrible anyway. But I do think there's a conversation about the weather. I mean, let me ask you a question.
Go.
Why isn't there a Super Bowl in Buffalo?
There was a Super Bowl in New Jersey. Nobody complained about
One time.
Okay.
And not only did nobody complain about it, we made the biggest deal about it. Oh, we're going to have a cold weather Super Bowl.
That's
fantastic.
That's right. And it was a blowout, but not because of the weather.
I'm not interested in changing. Yeah. I don't want to have a neutral site. I think home field advantage is great. I do like the elements sometimes. But you can't argue these games.
No, I can't argue. It's football.
These games decide champions.
Okay, let me ask you a question. And you're a big Giants fan.
The game completely changed the way they played the game. Well, completely
but that's
changed.
Fair to both teams.
It is.
It wasn't like you had sun and I had rain.
Right.
Or you had snow and I had a dry surface.
I understand that.
And you of all people, what do most people say is the greatest game ever played in the history of football?
The championship game between the Giants and the Colts.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's what a lot of people
The Ice Bowl? Is that what it's called?
I don't think that
The Ice Bowl is one of the greatest games ever played.
Mm-hmm.
You're now upset with the weather?
I'm not upset with it, but I understand the counterpoint that it...
There's no counterpoint. It's a stupid argument. It's a stupid argument, and it's what's wrong with society.
Okay.
All of a sudden, the weather doesn't fit your little perfect narrative about, I want to watch football in perfect weather. I can't deal with snow or rain. They played football. Mm-hmm. I watched it.
Yeah.
You watched it.
It was awful.
First three quarters, there was no snow. Same level of football.
That I agree with.
So the snow didn't make the football worse. Mm. We just got more bad football in bad weather. Like, I can't. What the hell's going on, people? Like, it's like I'm the last of the Mohegans. Am I the last grown man on the planet? Wah! I don't like snow. Wah! I don't want to see snow. Wah! It's too cold. And you, of all people,
I thought I was partnering with
a man's man.
You are partnering with
a guy
a
that goes outside and chops wood.
If I could find wood to chop, I'd chop it. Listen, I don't disagree that it's fun. Like, you watch the game. Oh, it's nice. It's snowing. Oh, it's part. This is what football's supposed to be, especially as we're getting pounded with snow outside. It was like, it made it the snow day. It was the snow day.
It was great.
The game, they couldn't function offensively.
Oh, come on.
Like, we're making too much of it because the overall, like, if I thought two better teams are out there, I think we could have got better football.
Yeah.
I think the lousy offenses had just as much to play with it as the snow. But let's just totally be honest. Like, we're deciding champions and who's the better football team.
Yeah.
And it comes down to who plays better in the snow.
Yeah, so what? That's football.
Okay.
Like, it's never changed. Like, we're going to change it because you're all, like, football woke now.
Not football
woke.
You
know, I don't think it's right, guys. I don't think it's right.
It's not a matter of right.
The field was a little wet.
Which game was more...
I'm sorry.
Which
the wind. The wind was blowing more than 3 miles per hour. And frankly, that's not fair.
Which game did you like watching better?
Both.
They were the same to you.
Yes, same game.
So it doesn't matter. It could be the most ugly three and out punt. As long as the final drive of the game, the game's in question.
Awesome.
Awesome game.
I loved it. Okay. I loved every bit of it.
All right.
I didn't care there was snowing outside either. I loved every bit of it. Wah! The Denver Broncos. Wah! You know, it's probably one of the benefits of being the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and by the way, the only reason they play the Super Bowl
in
climate-controlled temperatures or in nicer cities weather-wise is partially for the fans
and travel, and
God knows what other reasons. But did anybody complain, you know, down in Florida when it poured and the Colts beat the Saints? Wah!
I'm sure they did.
Or vice versa, the Saints beat the Colts on the onside kick to start the second half. My bad on that.
Yeah.
Like, it happens.
I think it was the Colts-Bears game that was in rain.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
No one remembers.
I'm just sorry.
No one remembers.
I did.
Just go with it. Thanks. Anyhow, here's Kevin in Islip Terrace on the Fan. Kevin, how are you?
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Craig, I love you, man. I agree 100% with you.
Thank you.
Football should be played by men outside.
Right.
Oh, with the weather. That's part of the game. And you know what? In the old days, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Lambert. That's what football got to get back to. Now it's like a show.
Yeah, by the way, we agree 100%.
Yeah, no,
thank you for calling.
Football's in real trouble. They should really figure out how to change things. Let's get back to the way it used to be.
Don't be that guy.
Football was great.
Don't be that guy.
Let's make football great again.
Don't be that guy.
I'm not being that guy.
You got bitch slapped there out of the gate. Don't be that guy.
No, listen, again. I'm not saying they should do anything. I'm just saying it hurt the game.
What?
No. I don't agree watching it in the snow makes it awesome necessarily. The second game was far greater than the first game because there was actual football being played. You can call it football all you want.
Yeah.
The second half was run the ball. The New England Patriots ran a play on third down practically designed to throw it away. Because that's a better outcome than anything else they could have come up with. Is that really how we want football played?
Did they play that way for the first three quarters?
No, they were just terrible.
Oh.
Well, the first two and a half.
Yeah, they
so.
Did. The point is they did, because here's the reality. You're talking about two teams that aren't really that very good.
I agree.
You're talking about, you know, two quarterbacks not very good. You know, look, they're 1 and 2 seed, can't take that away from them. Mm-hmm. They both won a lot of games. They earn the right to be there, all that good stuff. But the reality that you've now come to terms with is that the weather was a sideshow in this. There was bad football prior to the winds and the snow and all that stuff.
I think the talk and conversation about how much it ruined that game is overblown. I'm with you.
Thank you. Because
the first half was just as bad. There are two touchdowns, and it's based on two plays. That's it.
Correct.
Outside of that, the offense did absolutely nothing for the entire first half. Kicks were missed in the first half.
Couple field goal misses, right?
It's not
one was like a 64-yarder, but still.
And it's not, right, exactly, at the end of the game. And it's not just that the game was ruined, right? I understand that. Part of it was it became much more harder to function. I think they would have scored some points in the second half, but it became impossible to function fine, but it was terrible in the first half. But I do think there's a legitimate conversation moving forward as if this is what we want in elements like this to decide champions. I do think there is a conversation around that.
No, and I could not disagree more.
All right.
And what happened to you?
What happened to me?
What happened to you? Who got to you?
Who got to me?
Yeah. You tell me. Somebody got to you.
Nobody got to me.
This is such an anti-big fella conversation.
Why is it anti-big fella?
Because you're a big fella.
What does that have to
do with
it?
And this is anti-being a big fella.
That's not anti-being a big fella.
You go outside, you get dirty. That's what you do.
I understand that.
You put on those work boots, you get dirty. Yeah. You play with your kids in the mud. That's what you do.
Because
you're a great dad.
Yeah.
Out there in the snow, having a snowball fight with the kids.
Yep.
Shoveling and doing all the stuff you do. Smoking meat.
Yeah.
And I would expect this from Evan. I would expect this from Bougie Tiki Barber.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect this from Al and Gio. But I know my man Boomer loves the elements, and I would have sworn on a stack of Bibles that I was working with a guy that is my guy that loves the elements. And wasn't going to come in today going, you know, there was bad football first, but is this really what we want? Is this really what society wants? Do we really want weather impacting the outcome of a game that's so important to our lives? Is that, yeah, and the answer is yes.
Okay.
We do want that.
Okay.
I love it. Give me more rain and snow. That's right. I'll take it. I love it.
I'm not saying that I'm totally against it. You're saying that there isn't a discussion and you're a pansy, for lack of a better
pansy.
Word. If you think of it.
Because it's not a talking point. It's silly.
It's something to be silly. I think it's worthy
it's
of
like,
discussion.
You know what it's like, Big Mac?
Did you watch the second half of that
I
game?
I watched every play
Did
of every game.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
It was terrible.
You know why?
You
championship
know
football,
terrible.
One score
you
game.
You know the game was terrible.
I loved it.
It was awful. We're talking about one end around that end of the game. That's the play. They ran 18 plays, the Broncos, in the second half.
Yeah.
They couldn't run. They couldn't complete a pass.
Yeah.
Is that what we want from our championship Sunday?
So if you don't get exactly the type of football you want, it's bad football? Like we need 30-27 or else it's not good enough for us?
But if I thought it was a defensive, if I thought it was in defense imposing their will, I would say, okay, that's a defense came in and dominated. That's not what happened.
A little bit what happened.
Slipping all over the place.
A little bit.
Okay.
There was like two slips the whole game.
Okay.
Two little slips.
Wah. I'm just saying, it's worthy of a conversation. And that game was awful. I can't sit here and tell you I enjoyed watching the game. I could not wait for the second game to start. The game was terrible, and I expect the Seattle Seahawks to pound the Patriots because the Patriots aren't that freaking good because they were lucky enough to get the easiest schedule to a Super Bowl that we've ever seen.
So you sure it wasn't about the weather? Patriots just aren't very good.
I agree. Yeah, the Patriots aren't very good.
Broncos weren't very good.
Correct.
Backup quarterback, the whole bit.
Correct. That had a lot to do with it.
No. Had everything to do with it.
A lot.
And yet.
Had almost everything to do with it.
And yet, the entire second half.
Yeah.
One score game. I sign up for that every day of the week.
Because scoring was out of the question.
One score game.
They couldn't score anymore.
One bad pass. A turnover.
Yes.
A guy leaks out uncovered.
Mm-hmm.
A guy maybe falls down.
Mm-hmm.
A running back breaks it. That means we got to watch the final 30 minutes of football knowing that every single snap could have ended or changed the game. And you didn't love that? I want more of it. Matter of fact, I would move this year's Super Bowl from Santa Clara to wherever's going to be the biggest snowstorm in 2 weeks, and I'd play the game there.
Okay.
Because every single snap that game, the leader could have changed, the outcome could have changed. And as a sports fan, who doesn't gamble, obviously,
right.
So I can understand if there's a gambling aspect to it, which I would totally respect. That was not the case for you. I get it. But as a guy that watched the game, for the purity of the sport that I love, knowing there's only one game left this season, and then we got to wait 6 months till we get it back again, the fact that I sat there with a Grand Marnier and Coke in my hand, and my woman going, sir, do you want anything else while you're enjoying pigskin football? No, little lady, you just bring me another drink when this one's empty. That was our conversation all day. The fact that I got to sit on the edge of my seat with a drink in hand, knowing that every single snap mattered in that second half, I will sign up for that bad boy all day. Good for you. Every day. Right. That's exactly
if
right.
If you were introducing someone to the game of football and said, yeah, these are two of the best four teams we have left, this is the best the sport has to offer.
Yeah.
And we sat there and watched that game.
Yeah.
That game is a slog. That game has, it's not great defensive play. Mm-hmm. It's guys, it's an offensive game plan that wasn't working. They were unable to accomplish anything. It was a boring, nothing to it football game that had none of those, any of those, at any moment, you could have had this and any of that.
Edge of your
watching
seat.
The game, I knew none of those things were going to happen.
Oh,
I knew none of them were going to happen. I was at the end of the game wondering, are they going to pick up the first down or not? And is Denver going to get another chance to go 3-and-out or go 4-and-out and lose the game? Because like there was no hope of anything happening in that game.
So that third down play where Drake May runs to the left side, gets the first down.
The play of the game.
You weren't on the edge of your seat?
Oh, edge of my seat.
You weren't?
Oh, yeah, for that one play I was.
See?
For the that one play, I was on the edge of my seat, seeing if he could get the first down.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today.
You know, and we got things to talk about. We got a lot to get to the second game, the game that actually has things to talk about besides whether or not one decision on a field goal. There's many decisions in the second game.
Yeah.
Why aren't they going for two?
I agree.
To make it a three-point game.
They had two chances to do it.
Like, what the hell is that?
Yep.
And I'll tell you this, too.
Yeah.
There's a coach who, in that game, for me, completely distinguished himself, and he should be hired as the next head coach in the NFL.
Well, I can't wait to hear that answer a little bit later on today. You know the phone number. Lots cooking, lots of football today. I did not see that argument coming. I thought for sure my man was going to be in lockstep with me. Oh, I love getting dirty.
You always go too far. Oh, I agree with you. The football was terrible, then it became worse. But like you make it sound like anyone who even thinks that, you know, the weather impacting the game made it bad is some sort of idiot. I don't know how you could see that watching the game.
I apologize if I called you an idiot.
Well,
but that was an idiotic take.
Okay.
So you might not be an idiot. That was a stupid thing to say.
Okay.
I'll put it that way. We got lots cooking, including we learned a valuable lesson this weekend. If you, I want you to contemplate. Think about it, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll give you the answer after the break. I want everybody listening right now. If you're driving around, you're at home, whatever you're doing today. We learned a valuable lesson this weekend. We now know who the single most powerful player is in the entire NFL. And I'll tell you who that man is right after this.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And this portion of the broadcast is also sponsored by DAZN.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.